Welcome to Lift Up Your Hearts podcast. This is a weekly podcast where I try to teach people how to pray, or I show the way that I pray because I found so much blessing in it and I just want to share it with the world. This week we hear from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus said that I am the true vine. Abide in me. And it just reminded me today, this Jesus is doing a little bit of a teaching today, and there can sometimes be a temptation, or it's just easy to do a meditation when Jesus is doing a little bit of a teaching. There can be a little bit of a temptation sometimes to kind of say, like, well, what is this meant for me? What should I get out of this? But just before I push record, I was just reminded that this is a contemplation. I'm trying to teach a contemplation. This is where I found a lot of fruit. I find that when I do meditation, when I just kind of think of the truths and meditate upon them, that, I don't know, I kind of make it about me a little bit, or what I can get out of it. And when I do a true contemplation, where I just put myself in the place of the disciples or someone else in the story and just being there listening to Jesus, I find that it goes places that I didn't anticipate, and it hits me a little bit harder, and it kind of, it's less about me. It's a lot less about me. So I encourage you to enter into this with me. If you find any value from it, hit the like and subscribe buttons. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to do that, and it really does help the channel. It also helps the channel to write in a comment. If you want to say a way that you pray or something that hit you while you're contemplating this passage, please write that in there. It helps. You wouldn't believe how much it helps, actually. It's kind of funny to see comments and whatnot pop up, and then all of a sudden YouTube shows it to 500 or 1,000 more people than I expected. So please do that. But just know that I do this because I have found a lot of value in it, and I want to share it with the world. I found that this is a way that I can pray, that I don't have to know everything about the Bible. I don't have to be a biblical scholar. There's nothing right or wrong about it. How I feel and what I experience is something that I can contemplate and I can pray about for quite a long time sometimes. And it can be something that really moves me towards a closer relationship with Jesus. At the beginning of our prayer, St. Ignatius says that we should take about the time of it takes us to pray in our Father to contemplate how the Lord looks upon us with love. This is a little bit of a distinction between that he does or whether he does, but I take some time to actually see Jesus gazing upon me as a doting father or mother, someone who is gazing upon me with love as one gazing upon their children or a very dear loved one. And I just sit there with it and allow him to look at me. How does that feel? What does it excite in me as well? I just try to orient my prayer that way. I place myself in his presence as he gazes upon me as his beloved son or his beloved daughter. This week we are going into the 15th chapter in the Gospel of John. This is, I think, the fifth week after Easter. I do these for the Sunday Gospels, and I try to put them out either Thursday or Friday before Sunday so that you can take some time to contemplate it before you go to Mass, because I know that Mass sometimes can be a little hectic. But also, it's just a way to pray through the Bible and to pray with the church, the whole universal church in all different languages around the world are praying these same passages on Sunday. So it's just kind of a beautiful way to pray together. I am, however, this week going to expand a little bit on it. You know, sometimes the Sunday Gospels are just like kind of grabbed out of a little spot, and sometimes they skip around or they skip a couple verses, and that doesn't quite always work really well with contemplation. I like to try to find where we're actually at in the passage so I can enter into it better. I can kind of feel where the disciples might be in their journey or where I am, or I can locate myself in the passage. St. Ignatius says the first time we read through it, we should really just try to get the story, where we're at, get the setting. And sometimes it helps to read a little bit before and a little bit after to see, oh, they're traveling here. Oh, Jesus just said this. So there might be something on your heart if Jesus had just done a miracle, or he had just come from somewhere else, or like this week, Jesus had just said, you know, he kind of had told his disciples a little bit that he's going to be going away. He's going to be leaving them. And, you know, what might that feel like when Jesus says that? Where might you be when he says that? And then when you hear these words, what does that mean for you? How do you feel when he says these words today? And so we find ourselves in that passage. And then the second or third time you read through it, St. Ignatius says to really try to enter into the scripture, to be one of the characters, kind of like method acting, you know, to really get into one of the characters, to smell the smells and feel the feels, and like, what are you wearing? What are you feeling? What are you smelling? What are you seeing around? But really get in touch with how you're feeling when you see Jesus, when you look upon him and he says these words. What does that do in your heart? What are you feeling? What do you see others saying or doing? Are they doing something that, you know, makes you think something else? Or are you thinking about other things? What do you have on your mind? And then just sit there with Jesus. St. Ignatius calls this the colloquy, where I take what happens there and I bring it to him. And then I talk to him about it. Lord, what do you have for me here? And that's the whole process. So we're going to dive right in. This is the beginning of chapter 15 of the Gospel of St. John. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branches cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. So Jesus is telling his disciples he's leaving, and then he gives them this analogy. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. I imagine the disciples kind of sitting around. Actually, right before this, Jesus says, rise, let us be on our way. Now, maybe this isn't totally chronological, but maybe they're walking. And maybe they're walking by a vineyard. I don't know. I can imagine them walking by a vineyard. Rise, let us be on our way. They're out for a walk. Maybe they're walking by a vineyard. And Jesus is trying to elicit this image for them. They're walking by a vineyard. And I'm one of the disciples there with him. And we're walking by. And Jesus points out the branches and the vine. You know, you see the vineyard, the vine comes up and then it shoots out. And the branches from it go all over the place. We used to have grapes when I was a kid. And, you know, we had this huge grapevine. And I don't know how many actual grape plants we had. Probably only a couple, maybe five or six. But it was a really, really long kind of row of branches. And I think we had a second one. There were some wild grapes. I think we only had one or two, but it was like this huge, huge kind of array of branches. And my dad had a trellis kind of against the garage, and it was this huge, you know, grapevines and branches. We just called it the vines, you know, and there's all these little branches. You see these at churches too. You know, so I can imagine Jesus pointing this out to the disciples. He says, look at these grapevines. He says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine grower. Okay, I'm the true vine. So that one vine, so you see all these other vines, but they're not the true vine. Okay, so I'm watching, maybe I'm observing that, and I'm even kind of just thinking about it now as I'm thinking back to our grapes that we had as a kid. It seemed like there was a lot of vines, actually. It seemed like there was tons. But Jesus is kind of pointing out to them, I'm the true vine, the one that's going into the dirt. There's only one going into the dirt here, okay? The rest are just branches and offshoots. There's really only one going into the dirt. And my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Wow. There's pruning, I'm thinking, you know. And my first thought is, Jesus is saying this is, am I one of those? Do I bear fruit? I don't know. Do I abide in Jesus? I don't know. Am I close to the true vine? Am I bearing fruit? As any of you have, if any of you have ever grown stuff, or especially grown grapes, you know, there's a lot of pruning. I mean, for one, because grapes just grow like crazy. And two, you know, if some get choked out or whatever, there's plenty of them that die, you know. And they're not producing any fruit, and they do get pruned, and they get kind of ripped off. And yeah, I'm just thinking, as Jesus is saying this to me on the way, pointing out the grapevine, I'm thinking, am I one of those that get pruned? Am I bearing fruit? You've already been cleansed by my word I've spoken. Abide in me as I abide in you. And then my heart warms a little bit as Jesus kind of says, I'm abiding in you. I'm abiding in you. Just abide in me like I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself. So Jesus is reminding me, I feel like he's, you know, just stay with me. Just stay with me and you're going to be fine. You can't do it on your own. Just as a branch gets cut off and it dies, you know, withers and dies really quickly. You see this especially in the heat of the summer. If you cut off, you know, green branches or green leaves or whatever, I mean, they wither up within minutes, especially in the heat. But for some reason, if it's connected, not for some reason, for lots of reasons, of course, if it's connected, it stays. It's connected to the true vine. And I'm just, I guess I'm in my head, I'm thinking, I was a little worried. Am I bearing fruit? And now I feel that worry kind of washing away a little bit. I don't need to worry about bearing fruit. I just need to worry about staying with you. And then Jesus goes on, you know, the other ones will be thrown away. If you don't stay with me, you can't do it on your own. It's worthless. I love that Irish song, You're My Best Thought by Day or by Night. You're my best thought. You, like, of all my thoughts that I fancied all day, you're the best one. You're the only one that matters. The only thing that matters, I'm thinking, is just stay with Jesus. Stay with him. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. If you can keep my commandments, you abide in my love. I just find a lot of peace in that, that I don't, this is one thing I do love about the Catholic Church is it has such a history, but I don't have to feel like I need to make it up. I don't need to feel like I need to make up how to interpret this or that or how to understand this or that. There's been a lot of really smart people that I can stand on their shoulders. And I find a lot of peace in that. I also find a lot of peace in just obedience. I love that quote from St. Francis de Sales in his book, Discerning God's Will, or Finding God's Will, I think it's called. I forget. It's one of those. But the quote is, inside of obedience, all is safe. Outside of obedience, all is up for speculation. All is questioned. We have no clue. You might be doing the right thing, but you might not. You don't know. You have no clue. But inside of obedience, and we're all obedient to someone. We're all obedient to someone. And if we're obedient to no one, then we've made ourselves God. And that's it's not a place to be. There's no peace in that. There's no joy in that, actually. I love being obedient to a Father who loves me. I love being obedient to Jesus. As Jesus says, abide in my love as I have loved you. Not as I am being a dictator, not as I don't actively will your good. No, abide in me as I actively will your good, as I actively work out your salvation. Just abide in me. That's it. Just keep my commandments and abide in me. My commandments are commandments of love. That's why in heaven we don't need the commandments, because we love perfectly. And I just, as we're walking with Jesus, seeing these branches, I imagine the Father pruning And I imagine a lot of unrest for those branches that are not abiding in the true vine. And I find a lot of peace and joy. And I just think of myself, I feel like I'm trying to walk closer to Jesus as we are walking. And just like, I just stay close. Just stay close. Just abide in me. And don't, for me at least, I just feel this sense about don't worry, don't be anxious, don't worry about anything but abiding in his love. Love him. Give your life to him. Abide in his love. This is what I'm thinking to myself. I'm not preaching here. And that's where peace and joy is found. I hope that you can find this peace and joy as well. I love you. I am praying for you. Please pray for me that I can be there. I can abide in his love as well. I will see you next week. God bless.